The Lord says that you have risen to a new place in Him as a church, as a congregation. You have risen to a new place in me. And much of it has to do with your worship. And know this, it is my desire to take you from this place to a new level. But I speak to you this day and show you things to come, just as I promised I would do. To get to this next level, you're going to experience increased battles. But you are also going to experience greater victories. I say to every one of you here, and to every person who calls this their home church, without exception, every one of you is going to face new battles and new challenges. Every one of you, hear me when I say this, and do not take this lightly. Because your enemy wants to single you out and separate you from the flock to bring about destruction. But I say unto you, I stand prepared to take you by the hand to a new level in me where you have never been. And I am prepared to release my presence and my glory in ways that you do not define. But you are going to have battles because the enemy will buffet anyone making progress in me. You are outstanding in my kingdom. I say that because there are not that many churches who will worship me and desire to feast on truth. But I want you to know my hand is upon you. And I say again to you, guard yourself against these attacks and be prepared. For I will strengthen you with my strength. I will empower you with my power. And I will establish in you my glory to not only withstand the attack, but to overcome it and conquer it and go forward. When these things happen, do not be surprised. For some of you, these attacks are going to come from friends, family members, people you trust. Do not be discouraged. For I know of these things before they happen, and I tell you this day, they are going to happen. However, remember, I have not left you comfortless. And I will take you through this. Remember, I said I have made you more than a conqueror. Remember, I said, I have given you the victory through my Son Jesus. So you are not alone. And you are not powerless. And I say to you, you will make it through. You will make it through if you hold on to me. And I'm going to take you to a greater place, a deeper place, a more wonderful place than you have ever been. Believe me when I tell you, you haven't been there yet. But it's waiting for you. I have prepared this table for you. So prepare yourself. Pray for each other. Pray for your leadership. And this place will be established as a stronger fortress than it's ever been. You are outstanding in my kingdom. Continue on this path, and you're going to see me move in mighty, mighty ways, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.